It's the 23rd of June. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Kempston residence was the site of a vicious assault in April last year. Jealous, Charlie Arnold showed up at the victim's parents' home where she also resided. The Bedford resident and his then partner had an unstable relationship. During the visit, she told him she needed space and a new start. Arnold, who has mental health issues, then proceeded to pull an axe from his pocket. The 21-year-old then struck the woman several times with the axe. He was disarmed by her stepfather and later turned himself into the police. The victim still bears the scars of the attack on her left arm, hands and the back of her head, where she can still feel a dent. Mr. Arnold will receive 16 years and 8 months in jail, with an extension of 5 years allowing him to be recalled back to prison during that time. Giant hogweed has been labelled the most dangerous plant in Britain. The sap from the white floral plant can cause blistering and burns if it comes into contact with the skin, and blindness if it enters the eyes. In Bedfordshire, it has been spotted on Mill Road in Ridgemont and Kingfisher Way in Blenheim. Bedford-based Spiral Free One would like to build a facility in a village near Bedford where individuals can learn and participate in the art of Parker. Parker is where the body is used to move through the obstacles of an urban environment using creative physical activity. The community interest company aims to crowdfund £30,000 with potential matching funds provided by Sports England and community sport charity Power to Change. A 165-kilogram Amur tiger named Dimitri, transferred from Whipsnade Zoo to Woburn Safari Park, has been given a very important role. As part of the International Breeding Project, the 4-year-old has been tasked with providing a future for the endangered species. It is hoped that he and Minerva, a female tiger who is also his new roommate, will both work towards that goal. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.